The beginning part of the race to Alaska is called the Proving Ground. Teams have to be able to finish that in order to qualify for the remainder of the race. The 39-year-old Hammer decided to only do that part this year.
There's no actual winner in that race. It's just if you don't qualify, if you don't finish, then you're not allowed to continue onto the 750-miler up to Ketchikan. And so they really judge this the way the boss man said it was. It's an intelligence test to see if you can handle the nautical skills, you know, the marine traffic, the tides, the weather, and everything like that.
Growing up, Hammer had heard the local story of Petersburg's one-time postmaster and her husband, Mildred and Vernon Counter. That couple rowed a 17-foot cedar canoe from Washington State to Ketchikan just after getting married and right at the start of the Second World War. That story inspired him, and he felt challenged by the race to Alaska.
Not for any good reason, but this was something that I could do. It was a challenge that I could, you know, provide for myself. There wasn't going to be any prize money that was worth it to me to not go fishing, but it was just, you know, something that I really felt like something where I could challenge myself and compete against myself, and there wasn't really anything I had to worry about for other people.
While he was rowing alone, Hammer says he received a lot of help in getting ready for the race from current and former Petersburg residents. He ended up borrowing a rowboat for the journey. It was a 13-foot replica of the historic double-ended wooden boats made by the Davis family of Metlakatla.
The boat was extremely basic, but it's 13 feet. It was kind of like a wide canoe, double-ender, of course. So I actually could make pretty good time if the water was calm and there was nothing stopping me. I could make 4 knots relatively consistently. So the boat was actually really great, but a lot of the racers and competitors were kind of amazed I didn't have a sliding seat or carbon fiber oars, and I'd never touched a carbon fiber oar. So for being an old boat, it did quite well.
His row took 2 days. The Proving Ground is 40 miles in a straight line from Port Townsend to Victoria, across some big open water in the Strait of Juan de Fuca, and two sets of shipping lanes. Hammer definitely didn't follow a straight line, though, dealing with winds and tidal currents. He took a much longer route. The first day, he rode westward along the shoreline to keep out of the wind. He ended up spending the night camped out on a beach at Port Angeles. The second day, he rode across the strait. He woke up that day hoping for light winds. Instead, he saw whitecaps in the harbor.
I was hoping it was a morning wind. It would die out. So I rode about 6 miles out, took a break, checked the weather, and that's when I saw the weather report that it was going to be 12 to 17 gusts most of the area, with gusts to 25 in certain areas. And so I took a few minutes and took 30 seconds to lose my cool and then started to compose myself. And I just kind of hit a point where I realized that I was there to challenge myself. I was there to prove my nautical skills, not to anybody else, but to me. And I knew I could do it. I was a little frustrated that I didn't push through the day before somewhere, but So I 6 miles offshore Angeles, and I realized that I had a hard day in for me, or a hard day ahead of me. And I just took a compass bearing, and I put my head down for about 45 minutes or so and just didn't stop.
One of the most challenging parts was dodging container ships. Remember, he's rowing a 13-foot boat in less than ideal conditions.
There was three or four container ships within the first few hours, and I actually had to wait maybe 10, 15 minutes for two different ones, just trying to get a read on where they were at, making sure I didn't get smashed. And that kind of hurt me, but that's what you have to do. I definitely could see the tide taking me while I was waiting. But, you know, I would say the marine traffic was one of the more challenging aspects of, the whole thing. It's just one of those mistakes you can't make twice.
Hammer figures he ended up paddling about 25 miles that second day in about 10 hours. He was battling wind blowing in one direction, stacking up with waves from an outgoing tide in the other direction.
There was definitely a few moments when those first gusts came through. I was reevaluating my decision, and that's when the waves started breaking in over the side, and I just calmed down. Boat was floating. I was still moving. I bailed out. Next gust came through, blew some waves under the boat. And by that time, I realized I was fine. As long as I, kept my head about me and started making good decisions, I didn't even have to make it to the finish line. I just had to make it to shore.
Hammer did make it to shore and made it to the finish, and he's not deterred from doing it again. Next year, he wants to come back with a 2- or 3-person team and a little bit larger boat. and he's aiming to do the full 750 miles to Ketchikan. He thought about it this year, but wasn't able to get sponsors lined up and a team organized in time. For now, though, Hammer heads back to work in a summer of gillnetting salmon. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.